Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Where are we?
We are at the Youth Center at the Expression Festival.
Which is about to be finished, yes?
Yeah. The beginning of the end has started. And the flow market was successful today. So this three-day festival event is closing down successfully.
3 days to organize 3 days of festival, that's a huge task, right? How many people work with it?
Well, we had support from all sides. Not all people were present all the time at the same place, but in total there must have been around 20 people organizing this for 2 weeks, coordinating, fundraising, getting the materials together, making the path nice, cleaning up, playing music, making food. Many good people.
Were you successful with fundraising and stuff?
Not successful enough. I hope next time that the units are able to support us more in what we're doing, which is social events in Orville for everyone to come as a non-profit happening. So I'd be happy if people would support us more in the future and not ignore us, even if it's a small donation in kind or material, it helps.
When you guys started, you had an idea that it's going to be supported more from the community?
No, from the units.
From the units?
From the units. Because we don't generate enough money from making pizza and dosa over here to make a festival happen.
What kind of response you got from the units?
From the units, we got direct responses from the people that gave. They said, how much do you need to make it happen? And they gave a part of that. And by some people, they just said, call back. Okay, we're not there right now, no problem. The manager is out. And yeah.
But was there any direct negative response?
Negative, not in a way, but
we are not here.
Unsincere.
They promise and then they don't give, no?
Yeah.
They promise and then they don't give, that's what he means.
Yeah.
But it's okay, we don't count on them anyway. We still do it with or without the donations of the unit. We do it with the spirit of Orville, and it always works out, and we always get volunteers, and the spirit is there.
Yeah.
That's what is the most important for all of us. And we hope that in 3 months, the next fair is
the Christmas fair.
And we have had a lot of experience, and we want to make an amazing fair. So everybody out there, get ready, you have 3 months.
Yes. Think about us when we come knocking at your door to keep a small box with something in it for us.
No, but even the people, no? Anybody who wants to make anything.
Volunteers.
Or volunteer, or have a stand. We want to make something where all Orvilleans can come and have fun, no? We can get all together and have shops and have food and have a good atmosphere.
That's why this is the cultural zone after all.
Okay, let's talk about the other response, about the people who want to participate in an active way. How it was?
Very good. It's always very good.
Very good, yeah. We have a lot of support.
In the end, the work always gets done, one way or the other. If it's working till 4 o'clock in the morning, or it gets done.
It's only two people not sleeping for 4 days. It happens.
That's part of it, isn't it? That's the fun.
Actually, the organization of the whole event is a lot of fun, and it takes a lot of time, and it brings the whole group of people together that usually don't get together. It's very nice and very fun.
We're making this for all people, young and old. So
let's talk about the third part, the response from the public.
Very, 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 very positive. Very positive.
A few negative. Late at night.
Late at night, some phone calls.
We apologize to everyone who we did disturb. It's not the aim of the whole happening.
Like, who you disturb? I mean, this is a cultural zone, yes?
Yeah, but you know, sometimes we have different cultures. Different people in the world have different cultures. And we have this kind of culture that we do like to go on later on into the night.
Yeah.
And this disturbs certain people. What we understand, but we don't have the place to do it somewhere else. And we don't do it that regularly. So I think it can be accepted. We accept things from them that we don't like, so maybe they can accept once in a while some late music.
Yeah, that's true.
And if you do some, how many live bands, how many live musicians, how many live bands
have come to this festival?
Yeah.
We had originally planned four different bands, but most of them on holidays because it's holiday season. At the moment, we got two bands to come and play, actually, yeah. And half of them were missing and half of them were here. So.
As it was the Expression Festival, we had the instruments, we had the vibes, and we had people come and they would just start drumming and other people would start dancing and then other singing. People would start singing, and it was just
DJing.
A very beautiful event where everybody just expressed themselves.
Yeah, thank you very much.
But that was the first Expression Festival, yes?
Well, let's see. We keep on reinventing ourselves, maybe.
They always get a new name.
In the future, we'll give it a new name. This was the 1010 Expression Festival. And we'll wait for the response in a few days from the neighboring people to how it has been. And hopefully not have to wait a year to make the next 1010 Expression Festival. 1010 means 2010 in the month of October. So maybe it'll be the 11-11 next year. Who knows?
No. Yeah. And the responses from the people who worked with it. What was maybe expressions from the working team?
We need more volunteers. If we want to organize a big enough and nice thing, we need volunteers.
Yeah.
And we need to find a way how the young youth of Orwell who does volunteer can also make something out of it, because this is an issue. So, but we do need more volunteers, and we're planning on some kind of thing for...
We'll post our next event.
Yeah.
And people just respond to it quickly and take it seriously, so we can make more nice events happen here in Orville.
Yeah, that's true. So for the Christmas, we can basically start getting ready,
yeah?
Yeah. Yes, please. Put on your Santa Claus's hats and...
Start making your handicrafts and your ideas flow.
It's gonna be 3 days or what?
We don't know. Usually it's one day.
Usually
one intense
one
day.
Day
from
yeah.
morning to evening,
yeah.
late night.
Yeah, 24th of December.
But still, if I think about 3 days of festival, that's a huge, huge task. How you guys feel?
Tired, happy, and glad that it's over.
And tomorrow we'll be planning something else, right?
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Come by anytime if you have time to spare and volunteer here at the youth center. There's always fun projects going on in the daytime. And just remember to come to Dosas on Wednesday and Pizzas on Saturday, which are community events.
Still, because I know that is quite a common problem, do you know why actually not so many volunteers do come forward?
Well, because people are pretty scattered and there's many things happening in Orwell all the time. So I think that they don't really know about it soon enough or actually realize what's happening. So that's why we're trying to make people conscious about coming to the next event and volunteering.
How you could improve that?
In open source media information. Our own net, newspaper, flyers, politicians. No, take that out.
You were in charge for what? What you were doing?
Lots of things, mainly the kids section. We organized a very big police and thief game with quite a lot of older kids.
That was
very fun and very successful. And activities like crafts and hula hooping. And not only me, actually, all of us together. It's not like one person is in charge of one thing. We just all take care of everything. So that's...
It's like one family.
One family.
Do you have maybe any idea how to attract more volunteers to come forward?
Well, we're coming up with some ideas. We obviously have to work out our ideas and let's see. We have a fair coming up in 3 months, like we say. We want to make that one much more successful than all the other ones were before and much more organized. And we don't have yet any ideas how... But a lot of the young kids here in Orwell do want to volunteer, and they always give their time. So what we're thinking to do actually is give up a volunteer sheet ahead of time so that we can time people and we know exactly who goes where at what time, because sometimes it gets a bit confusing who is where. So we're going to try that out. Let's see.
And maybe also that there are people who want to volunteer but they don't have an idea, yeah? If you set up out ideas, what do you want to do?
No, because we have a lot of ideas. The ideas is not the problem. Ideas always come. Actually, everybody has ideas. They come and tell us what ideas we can do and this and that. It's more the people who have to actually come down to materializing the ideas.
And I know that you are a really sociable person, so what is the response from the public?
You would know some more than
from the public?
Yeah, because you talk with the friends and
yes, it was successful. Organization, we need more organization, I think. We need more food.
More food.
More food. There were not enough food. A lot of, yeah, we need more people. It comes down to we need more people. More volunteers.
We need a good sound system. Huh? We need a good sound system.
That sounds like a wish list for Christmas.
Yeah. That's it. We're writing a list.
Exactly.
So that's, besides sound system, what would be next on the wish list?
So have a good time. Say something. How did you like the Expression Festival?
How did you like it?
Last 3 days.
I liked it. Yes.
What was the best?
The best was...
Police and Thieves.
I didn't come at that time. Peace and Thieves.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, girl.